Hello, everybody. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin, and you like to
Hi, good evening. This is Laura from Michigan. We're glad everyone can join us tonight, and it is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show with David Franklin and Lori Pica. With the start of the 2024 election season fast approaching, Republicans show that they are not up to the task of governing. They have sham hearings and investigations of Hunter Biden. They have shown no plan of how to create jobs, better health care, nor funded public education. They stand for nothing but tax cuts for the wealthiest 1%. Democrats, on the other hand, have a plan to make a better America. Why is it that people still vote Republican, even though they show that they are out of their depth? Thanks for joining us tonight. And if you want to call in to comment or even just to listen, you can call 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Please turn off all your background noise or we will cut you off. Don't speak over the host, and please be polite, as we'll be polite as well. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. And also, we have our website. It's www.kitchenpolitics123.com. And we do have our merchandise. Some of our merchandise is on there now. And if you want to go and take a look at it and order something, that would be wonderful. Let's get going, David.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man. So I want to start out with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Greene is something else. During this past week, sorry, my voice is a bit hoarse and everything. I'm struggling to speak, really. What Marjorie Greene did was despicable, deplorable, and against the rules of the House, where she showed naked pictures of Hunter Biden. Yeah. And, you know, MTG put the most distasteful and despicable pictures to show up Hunter Biden. Yes, he was on drugs, but how does that connect him to his father, Joe Biden? Was there any kickbacks in the dealings with Ukraine? No. With any European nation? No. So they're trying to correlate Hunter Biden, naughtiness, with Joe Biden. Hunter Biden is an adult, you know, who has a drug problem, and he's slowly but surely getting over it. But Republicans, as usual, red herring, there's nothing to show in their governing because they're the majority in the House. There's no legislation to put Move America forward, what they've been putting through in the House, and the state legislatures that are controlled by Republicans are restrictions on women's health and reproductive rights. Voting rights, they're trying to take away from minorities, and all different things, you know, they want to resegregate the South, you know, and, you know, this is not what America is about, you know, so hopefully America will pick up to show what MTG and Republicans out of their debt, out of their league in terms of governing. They don't know what to do. And they're fighting amongst each other, so that's a good thing. I hope they implode, and within 10 years or less, the Republican Party ceases to exist. So why was Marjorie Taylor Greene showing sex tapes on Capitol Hill? Could you give me a legitimate reason?
No. There's actually no legitimate reason, except she's a vile, disgusting... I can't even call her a human being, to be honest with you. I find her to be worse than deplorable. She has no moral code. She has no filter in her mouth. She has no class, no self-esteem. She's an angry white woman. That's what she is. Mm-hmm. And I just want to read a little bit of what she said, because I still find just unbelievable that she even has the nerve to sit up there like she's some kind of a shining star, when she's a nothing. Mm-hmm. She is a selfless, despicable, non-human being. So she started out by saying, before we begin, I would like to let the committee and everyone watching at home to know that parental discretion is advised. Greene said at the beginning of her allotted speaking time, The congresswoman went on to suggest that Biden's relationships with sex workers and escorts potentially constituted human trafficking. Green alluded to a flight Biden allegedly purchased for a woman. If he was purchasing her a plane ticket for sex and traveling across state lines, do you believe that to be a violation of the Mann Act? She asked the witness. The Mann Act, the Mann Act, officially titled the White Slave Anti-Decency Law, established during an early 20th century panic over white slavery that originally prohibited the transportation of any woman or girl for the purpose of prostitution, debauchery, or for another immoral purpose. It has since been amended to more specifically cover criminal sex trafficking offenses. For the record, consenting adults who simply purchase flights for their hookups are rarely prosecuted under it. Now, first of all, allegedly, where is the proof, Marjorie Toilet Queen? Where is the proof, number one? Number two, Hunter Biden does not work for the government. He's not a senator. He's not a congressman. He's not a mayor. He is none of those things. He does not work for the federal government, period. So she has no right spending time and taxpayer money working on this kind of garbage to just rally up a base that is nothing but lies day after day after day. And I find it disgusting because we know that Matt Gaetz did exactly, but how he got away with it, allegedly took 17-year-olds across state lines. How about that, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, not allegedly, because that? it's been proven that Matt Gaetz, raping Matt Forehead, took underage girls across state lines, paid for the school fees, paid them with expensive gifts and all, and the treasurer for, I can't remember what county it was in Florida. He took the dive for Matt Gaetz, took the fall for him, and he's going to spend 20-plus years in prison. And once he comes out of prison, he has to register as a sex offender. And so Matt Gaetz and the whole Family Values crowd shouldn't waste taxpayer money in pursuing Hunter Biden, because for years now they've been talking about this laptop of Hunter Biden. And there's nothing there. Forensic experts go through it, and there's nothing connecting him with his father, Joe Biden, and is just a big nothing burger, basically, you know? So it's appalling and disgusting and disrespectful to the American taxpayer that Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Oversight Committee is wasting so much time and resources in investigating Hunter Biden, who, as you said, don't work for the government, is not an elected official, not part of the Biden administration. Enough is enough. What are you going to do about women's reproductive health? What are you going to be doing about strengthening affirmative action? So the court recently shut down affirmative action, saying it's unconstitutional. Women's reproductive rights, voting rights, immigration, welfare, several things on and on with the list, you know, but Republicans don't care about that. The show the hand and the show how weak they are and the show that they have no purpose but to like cut taxes for the wealthy and put all these smoke and mirrors on there, you know, trying to paint Joe Biden as a bad person using his son, and it's going to backfire. They should investigate Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. They will not investigate their leader, their fascist leader. And the other thing is, you know, he did owe taxes to the IRS, and they said he paid his taxes. He is, you know, he is getting help for his addiction. And he's a human being. Beings make mistakes. Human beings have sometimes addictions. They have problems in their lives. Mm-hmm. Why are they going after this man that has nothing to do with them? Nothing whatsoever. To what? Disrespect mm-hmm. the President of the United States, who has done nothing but try to help this country come back from the depths of hell after Trump? Are you kidding?
Yeah, because his last name is Biden, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Trump and Barrett, you know. Joe Biden and everything. Okay, mm-hmm. So call in, ladies and gentlemen, 515-605-9802 is the number to call. Say first name and where you're calling from. We're here for the next 2 hours. We can talk about democracy versus idiocracy. The Republicans have no plan. Democrats are steamrolling towards 2024. Biden has a better plan. Democrats are coming together and coordinating and hitting back at every Republican lie. We have Elaine calling from Michigan. Hello, Elaine. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you folks doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to call you back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no problem. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to call us back and everything. Okay, so Hunter Biden's attorney filed ethics complaint against Marjorie Taylor Greene for showing sexual images. Marjorie Taylor Greene Friday requested that an ethics watchdog immediately initiate review of Greene's conduct after she showed sexually explicit photos of Biden at a congressional hearing this week. In a letter to the Office of Congressional Ethics, the OCE, Biden's attorney, Abby David Lowell, slammed Greene's actions as abhorrent behavior that blatantly violates health ethics rules and standards of official conduct. This week, your colleague has lowered herself, and by extension, the entire House of Representatives, to a new level of abhorrent behavior that blatantly violates health ethics rules and standards of official conduct. If the OCE takes into responsibility seriously, it will promptly and decisively condemn and discipline Ms. Greene for her latest actions. So this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, like 3, probably 4 weeks ago, was calling for decorum. What sort of decorum on her part is that showing naked pictures of Hunter Biden? It's distasteful. You know, private pictures.
Yeah.
What was her main goal? What was she trying to accomplish?
I just can't get over the nerve that piece of person had. I can't even call her a woman. She makes me sick. I just can't. The nerve had. I mean, it's like pouring salt into wounds of someone that's trying to heal from, you know, their addictions, their mistakes in their lives, et cetera. You mm-hmm. think that he's probably hurting? This, you know, he probably feels, you know, like he's disrespected his father. Can you imagine how he feels about that? Mm-hmm. It's
right.
Horrible.
And what she did was revenge porn, basically. Because even on our website, you know, where kids have access to it and everything, you know, without any warning, I could just click on it, boom, a naked picture or naked pictures of Hunter Biden showing up without any warning, you know?
Yeah.
And having sex with these various women and everything. I mean, is mm-hmm. that family violence, Marjorie Taylor Greene? What the hell is that about? And I guess nothing will come out of it because, you know, the Speaker of the House has no testicular fortitude. He is run by the Freedom Caucus, and Freedom is spelled FREEDUMB, Freedom. They're stupid. Yeah. They're ignorant people. They're far right, and Hitler would be proud of them. That's how bad the mm-hmm. Republican Party has turned. And we should be really worried because if they win in 2024, God help us all because we'll be beholden to Russia. Russia has secrets for many of these Republicans in the House. And up to now, you know, when 2017 rolled around after Trump was elected or selected or, you know, Russia did the thing and helped them win the election, handful mm-hmm. of Congress people, and even U.S. senators went over to Russia to pay homage to Vladimir mm-hmm. Putin.
Yeah.
He spent Thanksgiving with them. What the hell is that? Mm-hmm. Nobody can answer me from the Republican side. Yeah. What was that about? You know?
I know.
You're paying homage and Thanksgiving to a tyrant like Vladimir Putin and the Duma. the Russian parliament, who hates America's guts. It's our natural enemy, the Russians. And you're going to pay homage to them? Come on, though. Come on, the better Republicans.
David, they are not going to do better. I mean, we have to face that fact. The group that's in there right now, unless they are voted out, they're not going to do better. They're only going to do worse. I mean, to me, this was one of the lowest things that I have ever watched in my entire life of politics, you know, following politics. I have never seen anything so deranged and so disgraceful in my life. You know, to take pictures and pass them around the House floor is disgusting. And who paid for those? Taxpayers? Did we tell her she could do that? No. Did we tell her she could spend our money that way? Absolutely not. She does not belong on that House floor. She does not belong anywhere near D.C. at all. She belongs back wherever she came from, and the hole that she stepped out of. That's where she belongs. No place else.
Yeah.
This story really made me mad because I cannot stand when people kick someone when they're down. And I really do believe that Hunter Biden is down. And I don't mean down like laying down. I just mean maybe down on his spirits, on his luck, the way he feels about himself, just with the experiences he's had in his life, the sadness that he's had in his life. And then you go and you kick somebody right in the shins and do the most despicable thing that you can do to them. For what? And what did she gain from that? Nothing. Not a damn thing. And I hope that she's sued by them. And I hope she has to pay.
Yeah.
I do hope she has to pay for it. I do. I'm sick of that.
The thing is, she raised money from this latest shenanigans, I suppose. And, you know, people giving to her campaign for re-election. And 30 seats are out there that are vulnerable for Republicans. And one of them is Colorado 6, which is the next idiot one. The Bobo the Clown, Lauren Boebert, she won by 500 votes last time. And the same guy, the war veteran, 546 votes she won by last time. And so the Democrat, Chandra, again, is a war veteran, was part of the Army and everything. And he has his stuff together and everything. And Prosper, he is going to lose. You know?
I'm back. I have to hang up for a second.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
hi,
yes,
Elaine.
Man. Welcome back, Elaine. Welcome. What do you think about this naked picture thing? Isn't it disgraceful?
Ms. Boebert seems to have forgotten that somebody was held the highest office in the land, orange pumpkin, and he had three marriages. He hung around with, what was that, Epstein, who was a known trafficker. I forgot that woman that he was in cahoots with. She's serving time for trafficking young women. There's pictures that showed up in regular magazines of his daughter sitting on her father's lap. She seems to forget that on the Howard Stern radio show, this orange buffoon bragged that if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he sure would like to make her. I mean, what hypocrites? What hypocrites? Mm-hmm. And then to chastise the son for being on drugs. I mean, I thought we have a drug problem in this country. The drug problem isn't going to get any better as long as we keep this crap up that doctors can't prescribe pain pills. I recently heard a thing with the Republicans blasting off about this fentanyl and Biden isn't doing anything about it. Excuse me, but this program started under the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the war on drugs, and the doctors can't prescribe pain pills. When you are legitimately in pain, you're going to go to the street and you're going to get pain pills. And now people are dying from fentanyl and a bunch of other crap that they put in these pain pills. What kind of flicking hypocrites has the Republican Party become? I mean, this goes on and on and on. You can go from one subject to the other, and it all seems to be GOP.
Yeah, it sure does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It does.
Yeah, their loss is apparent. Their philosophy is even pre-Barry Gore was, Eisenhower, in his goodbye address as president of the United States, warned that, you know, extremist elements like the evangelical movement that would take over the Republican Party would turn the Republican Party in this garbage what it is now. And that was, what, near 60 years ago? Ike said that, and it's come to fruition now. You know, Goldwater was a failure. Reagan was a failure. We're still feeling the effects of Reaganomics. George Bush Sr. is a dud. George W. Bush is the biggest moron there is. And I didn't think it was possible that somebody could be more stupid than George W. Bush. Then lo and behold, here comes Trumpy, the orange rat bastard, who came in Russia's help and everything. And he just totally, you know, put by the policies, what Obama did in terms of regulation in different fields, in terms of boosting the economy, Trump just like totally, you know, eradicated all that and defunded certain programs and through executive order, you know, he rolled back regulations and everything. And so everything just went to hell. You know, so Republicans aren't good people. And, you know, slowly but surely people are learning that. People in East Palestine, Ohio, where derailment happens, I hope they're taking a lesson in Republican politics that, you know, they don't give a damn about you. Stop voting for them, you know?
Yeah.
J.D. Vance, U.S. Senator down in Ohio, he's a clueless, dumb bastard, just like Trump. He literally licks the boots of Donald Trump. You know, Lindsey Graham is the biggest letdown in terms of ass kissing. You know, the whole lot of them, they're just beholden to Trump. And why?
How about Mitch McConnell? That is a big, fat hypocrite. When he was a kid, it was the Easter Seals, the Easter Seal program that helped him overcome his polio. His parents were super poor. And he enjoys now a healthy life because of programs out there. And he's the first one to cut them. I think we've got to start calling these people out, period, every time we turn around. There's three issues that the GOP has followings for. One is guns, one is to control women, and the other is to make America white again. And if people don't recognize that that's what's going on, we've got problems.
Well, the third one is never going to happen. The third one will never happen, you know, to make America white again.
Why should the other two? Lori, why should the other two?
No, and no, what I'm saying to you is, even though they would like that to happen, it's never going to happen because, I mean, if you look around, you know, there are people of every skin color, you know, brown, light, you know, Hispanic, Cuban, you know, people are everywhere. Everyone's mixed race now. It's not like it was before. It truly isn't where, you know, an Italian married an Italian and a German married a German back in the day. And, oh, you had to stick with the Polish people. You follow what I'm saying? It's not like that anymore. It just isn't. You know, people find each other. They fall in love with each other. They don't look at their skin colors. They don't look at any of that. So
I agree with you, but there is the element that is following the Republican Party is in the minority. If the rest of us have got to put on our thinking caps and make sure we get our cans out, either skinny, medium, or fat, we got to get our butts out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's three issues. There is three issues that those people, and I'm going to refer to the GOP now as those people, like they've referred to minorities as those people.
Yep.
Those people vote on three issues: guns, controlling women, and they think they're going to make America white again.
Yes, they do. And if they think that, you know, the women issue, if women are just going to sit down and just take whatever they hand out, they've got something else coming. They truly do. And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll speak about Lauren Boebert for a minute. But before we do, we'll have a first-time call, I think, if it's from Florida. Put them through first. Soon, and we're talking about democracy versus idiocracy. The number to call in is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. Hello, Florida. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Hi, my name is John. I'm okay with the Democratic Party, but there's a couple of issues that I have questions on, and that's the whole Ukraine thing. Why is the United States sending so much money and helping the Ukraine country when there's so much problems here in the United States? And in all honesty, that's a war between those two countries, the Ukraine and Russia. That's their business. Why is the United States getting involved in on that? And it seems like the Democrats
John,
are.
Because, you know, Ukraine is a democracy, the Soviet Union. Broke up in 1989, the Berlin Wall fell, and Ukraine is a young democracy. Not saying it's perfect because there's corruption. It was proven in Ukraine, and they're trying to get the act together. But what Russia is trying to do, and Vladimir Putin is trying to do, is reinstitute the Soviet Union and trying to make Russia great, like what the Soviet Union was. And there was this oral agreement. There was no signed document saying that, hey, if the Soviet Union break up, and the United States come knocking, none of the former allies of the Warsaw Pact that was part of the Soviet Eastern Bloc countries would join NATO. So tentatively, say, yeah, had an agreement, but United States invited Finland, Russia, Denmark, and all the Eastern European countries to join NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vladimir Putin felt threatened that, hey, you know, you're part of the Warsaw Pact. Why you having nuclear weapons on my doorstep? So there's a tension right there. But then again, Russia feels that ethnic Ukrainians who speak Russian fluently, the eastern side of Ukraine, should belong to Russia. You know, and so because of that, now more tension is built, and you know, and the people of Ukraine said that they don't have a part of Russia. You know, so it's a young democracy and everything, and America's trying to help them, John, in terms of building their democracy.
Yeah, that's all correct, but that's their business. Why is the United States sending billions of dollars every month to them when there's so much problems here in the United States? That's their issue, isn't it? I mean, what does that have to do with us?
No.
That's what I see going on in Ukraine is, imagine this, if you United States, for some reason, China persuaded California to leave the United States, right? And then the governor of Newsom from California said, yeah, okay, we'll leave the United States. And that's what Ukraine did. And then China sends a whole bunch of nuclear missiles to California and points it at the United States. What do you think the president's going to do? He's going to be like, well, why did you guys do
that? First off, United States is a country of which California is a state. Ukraine is not a state of Russia. It used to be when it was the USSR and they broke up and they do not want to be part of Russia. Putin thought he was going to go in there and they'd all be happy to see him and, oh, thank God, you're here to rescue us. That's not how the Ukrainians feel. They are their own country, just like Georgia is, just like Uzbekistan. All those countries over there are now separate countries. They have their own government, and they do not wish to be run over by and reinsert the Soviet Union. They don't want it. They don't like it, and they have no, and they are an ally of America, and we have committed to protecting our allies, whether it's Switzerland, whether it's Germany, whether it's England, any of these countries, as they are committed to helping us. And when they were under attack, we stood up for them. And that's what we should do. That's what our commitment to them is. And that's the right thing to do, which is what we're doing.
Even if there's starving people here in the United States that are there's corruption and
there's
all
nothing
kinds
to do with it.
People.
We've had starving people. We've been starving people here for generations.
To do with it? I'm sorry.
Has nothing to do with Ukraine. Maybe we should spend a little bit less on our war
helping
powers
American people.
And the ability to blow the world apart 12 times over. Really isn't necessary. Maybe 8 times would be enough, and spend money helping our own people. But thanks to our Republicans who think that the only people who count are the ones who haven't been born yet, after you're born, you're fucking on your own, and they won't help. They won't take care of our veterans. They won't take care of children once they're born. There's no school lunches, you know, because there's no
I think you're going
kid
on
who
a tangent.
No, you're telling me there are people starving here because of our support of Ukraine. That's not the case at all. That's been going on for a long, long time, and that has to do with the fact that our country supports the wealthy people and shits on the poor. That happened long before Ukraine happened, and will continue if Ukraine blows up tomorrow.
Before Russia invaded Ukraine, we had
I'm
starving
sorry, you guys
people.
Are fucking delusional motherfuckers
people,
on this show.
We had
I'm sorry, y'all are stupid.
Power, and
y'all
they said
are so
we aren't spending any money on the starving people. So it isn't because of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Laura's dropped by accident. I hope Laura will call back soon. Yeah, John don't know what he's talking about. He's a fascist, poor Republican idiot. But thank you for calling in, John. I mean, what he's talking about is really apples and oranges. Why? Because, you know, as Lynn said rightly, that, you know, starvation is happening here in America, even before the war in Ukraine started. You know, Republicans don't care about school lunches, but yet still in Utah, that raise their pays and have free breakfast, free lunch, free dinner, things like that. You know, so, I mean, Republicans don't care. They don't care. And John, you're misinformed. Laura, you're back with us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I guess when I was cutting John off, I touched your button by accident as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so on to Lauren Boebert now. Lauren Boebert. She tried to put impeachment documents in front of Congress for them to vote on it to impeach Joe Biden. And it's a tremendous backfire on her part. And it's frankly stupid because the impeachment push leads the GOP in disarray. And the Democrats are celebrating in glee as President Biden is placed on a back burner this past Thursday. Some Republican insiders fear that the deranged or damage might have already been done. Boebert, one of the fiercest amongst GOP right-wing firebrands, well, no, she's a moron. She's not a firebrand. She's an idiot. Surprised many of her colleagues by introducing an impeachment resolution earlier this week. The move caused disarray in the House Republican conference, and the fear was only refused with a deal to send the resolution for consideration by the committee, set that in committee, basically. They have no grounds to impeach Joe Biden, and it caused disarray in the Republican conference, as you know, a couple of weeks back. Bobo the Clown and Marjorie Taylor Greene had an exchange of words on the House floor where Ms. Decorum, Marjorie Greene, called her a bitch, you know. So more moderate Republicans are wincing that may consider to enforce political error to give Democrats ammunition to attack the GOP as extremists and out of touch. And there are, because there's no reason to impeach Joe Biden. You know, what do you think about this, Lori? Is that another waste of time with taxpayer money? You know, what's your take on this?
It's another waste of time, exactly like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, she's going after the president. For what? For doing his job? What are they going to investigate? You know, it's once again just another wasted space that sits in that seat and spews garbage. And that's all that there is to it. I mean, you know, accusing or wanting to impeach the president of the United States isn't something that you take lightly. They have to be doing something illegal or have done something illegal, and through an investigation of some sort, you just don't wake up one morning and say, hey, today's the day. We're going to go on the House floor and we want to impeach Joe Biden as president. And you know what? He's been doing his job for over 2 years now. And you know what? We don't care. We don't care that inflation is down. We don't care, you know, gas prices are down a little. We don't care that the economy is doing well. We don't care that people are working. We don't care about any of that. All we care about is that he's a bad man and he has to be impeached for doing his job. That's
It's just sour grapes on the part of Republicans because Trump has been impeached twice. It's real sour grapes on their part and everything. And they put this resolution forward. I don't know if they voted on it yet to expunge those two impeachments to Donald Trump, the censored Adam Schiff. You know, so they're going in the wrong direction. They're taking America in the wrong direction and all. What's your take on Elaine?
I just thought of something else. You know, that caller that called in with that question about we're spending so much on Ukraine and we're not feeding the poor. That is a brand new Republican talking point. That came out on The View, on the Republican gal that sits on that panel. I guess you'd call it a panel. And she started in on Joe Biden spending too much on the war in Ukraine, and we've got people in this country to help. So that is another one of their new twisted talking points that we had better address, like right now. The Republicans have had Trump was in for 4 years. Did they do anything about the people starving? They didn't do a damn thing, and there was no war in Ukraine at the time. So that's a new Republican talking point.
You know,
so we gotta squelch that one in a hurry. Colbert and the rest of them, they're just out there with their talking points. They're going to try to do anything they can to make the Democrats look bad. We just have to keep answering them back continuously.
And I
think this is a good format for it.
They are the same people, don't forget, that do not want to give children in school, you know, that maybe go to school hungry. They don't want to give them breakfast or lunch. God forbid if they were to put a few dollars out in a program to give them breakfast or lunch. But these are the same people that complain about things that we're trying to do and have to fight for every day. There are places where people do work to try to feed the homeless. There are programs everywhere all over the country, but once again, it gets squashed because the Republican Party is against everything. Anything to help a person, they don't want to do. They only want to help themselves. And that old saying, pull yourself up by the bootstrap, does not work. It does not work. You need help
If you've got something to, after you pull yourself up, if you've got something there to hold you up to get stronger.
Right.
And here's another thing. The Republicans are wasting all of this money by having these bogus hearings, and that money could be going, again, to answer that caller from Florida. That money that they're wasting on all these so-called bogus investigations, that money could be going to the school children to get a breakfast. It could be going it could be going to the veterans to get a hot meal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And et cetera, and et cetera.
And for health care and everything else. And everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But they are dead set again.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, a person like...
Yeah, go ahead, Laura. Finish your point.
I was just going to say, that man in Florida does not understand really what a democracy is, because if Ukraine falls and loses its democracy, that would be a horrible thing for the world. It really would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's worried about China. But, you know, I mean, these people want a democracy. They want that type of government. And why shouldn't they fight to have it? And if we are in a position, and yes, we have given $75 billion to Ukraine and, you know, and help and food and money and clothes, et cetera, as of right now, yes, it's a lot of money. It sure is. But let's think about it this way, too. If the 1% and these corporations would pay their fair share of taxes, that $75 billion would be covered in a heartbeat. It would be covered.
Mm-hmm.
It would not even be a debt at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
And my other question is, if China invaded Taiwan, would America be expected to defend it? Of course, hell yes, because it's a young, fledgling democracy, and China has no right to Taiwan. So,
without a democracy,
Trump is not the answer. Republicans are not the answer. They don't have the answer for anything. So 515-605-9802, the number to call, say your first name, where you're calling from. Hello, Susan, Michigan. Welcome.
How are you? And you guys are right on. And Russia wants Ukraine not only just to get Ukraine, to get the Black Sea. He wants control of all that water around Europe and all that. And he's already blockading the grain. He won't let it out. And starving countries. And our grain prices are through the roof because of it. Russia wants, you know, they're afraid that he's getting surrounded and he's desperate. And he wants to show he's got power, but he doesn't anymore. And it just doesn't make any sense, you know. And then what have the Republicans done? One thing, name one thing that they have done. They have done absolutely nothing but waste time and money on bullshit.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
That caller was worried about feeding the kids. Well, the Republicans in Congress could put in money for feed the kids and the poor people, okay? They don't have low-income housing. Housing's through the roof. Who can afford it? I mean, a car costs what houses used to cost. And if you're working minimum wage, how the hell can you afford it? And gas prices are high. And, of course, the oil companies are making record profits. That's all right. And I was just talking to my daughter today. I bought some cookies because we had company today. And the cookies are half the size and twice the price, like the potato chips and all that. You think when, you know, the grain and all that is back to normal and the shipping is back to normal, which is probably now, they're going to lower the price or make the products more, like a half a bag of potato chips for $5, you know? They're not going to give you a full bag anymore because they're making money. Yeah. And then he's yelling at the government. No, it's the corporations. They're screwing everything up. Like, you know, pharmaceuticals. Our prices, you know, I always get into insulin because I know that. It's $40 everywhere around the world, but over here they're $300 to $400 for a vial. Is that right? Yeah. Same company making the same thing, and they are making a profit in Europe and Mexico and Canada. They're not giving it away because it only costs them $13 a vial to make. with the profit. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, it gets me all pissed off. Every other country, Europe, Canada, and all that, they have free child care, free basic medical and pharmaceutical. And that colleges are free, schools free, free daycare so moms can go to work. But we got nothing. Why?
No.
Doesn't make
we
sense.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Republicans keep on giving tax breaks to the rich and throw away all the restrictions. Like bank, you know, we had a bank crisis in 2008, wasn't it? And they reversed it. They don't regulate the trains, so we got derailments all over the place. They're trying to take away the wetlands, you know. Oh, hell, why should we protect that? Now we got a drought and heat and all that crap, but they want to reverse all the ecological parameters that they're trying to do to protect our country and the world. But all the Republicans do it is reversing everything because all they give a crap about is the dollar and power. They have done nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think one positive.
I wish callers like John would understand that Republicans don't care about America, don't care about the small man, the working class man, and everything. They're just for the wealthy. Speaking of Mitch McConnell, when Mitch McConnell came in 1984 as a U.S. senator, he was one of the poorest people in that body. But now he's the second richest person all of the Congress. So what does that tell you?
The regulations suck. You know, they can buy and sell. There was just a big article about how, you know, they're making money on insider trading and their families are.
Mm-hmm.
And they then they go to be lobbyists when they get out of Congress and they make more money and they're bought and paid for.
Exactly.
I mean, the Supreme Court screwed up when they allowed corporations to give them all the money they want. There used to be a restriction of $2,400 per year per politician, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Not no more. And look where we're at.
Yeah, Citizens United destroyed everything. Okay, so let's shift gears though and talk about – oh, no, Nori, you're going to make a point. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, for John in Florida, Republicans don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like David. They don't like Elaine. They don't like Susie. They don't like Lynn. They don't like any of us. They really do not. They look down upon us as something that's just here and, oh, and that's it. That's how they look at you. They don't look at you as a human being. That's the truth. And until people understand that they do not have the common person's best interest in their heart for anyone besides themselves, if they can't get there through their fat through their heads, we will never be better as a country. We will never be better. Not that the Democrats are perfect. We can't say they're perfect. We cannot say that. It's not fair to say that.
No, they're making money, and politicians are making, all of them are making money. And look at the Supreme Court. They're making money, right?
So, I mean, we can't say that. But we can say the Republican Party does not work for us, period.
No.
And we can say it. We can say it, and it's not a lie, and it's the truth. They don't work for us. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
So if people would just understand that.
I remember my dad said during the Depression when everybody was out of work, until they're – people are protesting and there's blood in the streets, nothing's going to change. And that's about it right now. Because the white supremacists that took over our government. And they're fascist, and all they care about, you know, just like Mussolini and Hitler, it's the same damn thing all over again. It scares the crap out of me.
What do you think about No Labels Party? They're thinking of courting, what's his name, from Virginia.
No Labels? You want to talk about
that's
going to
take
votes
away from the Democrats we can't afford. I think it's a bad idea.
Let's talk a little bit about No Labels. There's a list of donors. I guess it's important to understand they are a third party. They've been around for quite a few years. And this year, for some reason, they are courting Joe Manchin to run. He has said he hasn't made up his mind, but he did go to something and that they sponsored, and he spoke there. He would be a spoiler.
He is worse than a Republican. He makes money off the coal and oil. He sits on his big boat all the time and votes against anything that helps the people.
So he's
not a Democrat at all.
Right. No Labels is the political outfit preparing to run a unity ticket in 2024. The Democratic strategist and never Trump Republican operatives fear will siphon votes from President Joe Biden is what's known as a dark money group. Unlike political parties, political action committees, and House, Senate, and presidential candidates, it is not required to reveal who is funding and No Labels, which says it intends to raise $70 million to possibly place a third-party candidate on the presidential ballot next year, refuses to disclose who finances this project. But Mother Jones, and this is a Mother Jones article, has obtained a list of 36 wealthy wealthy contributors and corporate high rollers who last year wrote big checks for No Labels effort to win 2024 ballot lines in states across the nation. This roster includes past and present chief executives of major companies, including Lowe's Corporation, a vast conglomerate, and it's spelled not like the Lowe's that you think of the home store. It's L-O-E-W-S. Flower, F-L-U-O-R, an engineering and construction giant, Avery Partners, a private equity firm, SailPoint, a tech firm, and Fortress Investment Group, that's another one. Among the no-labeled backers are donors who contributed millions of dollars to Republican causes, such as past GOP presidential candidates and super PACs connected to Republican congressional leadership, and several who have poured money into the Democratic presidential campaigns of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden. One donor provided a big chunk of political cash to Donald Trump. Generally, these no-labeled supporters, who mostly make contributions of $5,600 to a 2024 project, appear to favor conservative candidates, through many have played both sides of the aisle, financing Republican and Democratic politicians. So there you go.
The big thing is that we should know who gives them money. It could be backed by Russia. It could be backed by China. We don't know. Arab countries, it should be known where the money comes from, number one. And I don't trust a third party because, they were on the other side, and now they want to put a anchor in it, screw it up. And all that's going to do is hurt the Democrats. You know that. That's all they're in there for. They stay in power, and it's still the corporations that run things. I don't agree with that.
Senator Joe Manchin. Last Monday, Senator Joe Manchin was at St. Aslam College in New Hampshire. And he said, "I've been in a race. I've ever spoiled. I've been in races to win, and if I get in a race, I'm going to win." He said former Utah Governor John Huntsman, a Republican, and Manchin railed against bipartisanship in Washington D.C., saying that the business model of the two-party system is better if you're divided. And who caused the divide? He and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona. So he's part of the problem, not part of the solution. And
I don't
Manchin
trust him
went
as
on
far
to
as I can throw him.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? We're
said
feeding
here,
into a bunch of
sure
Republicans.
Wait.
Again.
Can I make a point?
Sure. Go ahead.
Manchin said, "We're here to make sure that American people have an option." And that's a garbage option because no third party has ever come close in winning. Only in 1912,
no.
when Teddy Roosevelt ran as a bull moose, he got 1% of the vote, okay? So third parties in the system, it is proven that it cannot work, it will not work. And God forbid, a third party candidate as president, then we'd have gridlock for 4 years because the system is not set up in a way that, you know, help third party candidates. You know, so Joe Manchin is in a dreamland. He's in La La Land. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, he knows what he's
and,
doing.
You know, his ego
is too, he's back
yeah,
in the Republican.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing. He's putting the damper on the Democrats. I mean, he doesn't vote with the Democrats, so he should just get the hell out of the party. What the hell?
You know, think about Joe Manchin for a minute. Big oil and coal. And, you know, this country is trying to move away from that. And we'll talk about that a little bit later because we have a couple articles about that as well. But so it seems like he's always been a thorn in the side when it comes to voting on different issues. And he's always voting against, you know, whatever issue is there. And it's always, you know, a lot of times it does have to do with his coal and the oil and all of that. I understand that, but he has to understand as well that we have to get away from coal. We have to get away from oil. We have to move forward as a country and get into renewable energy because I don't know if anyone's noticed lately, but the weather, Mother Nature is telling us we're running out of time.
Exactly.
And he's not the candidate for that. He is not the candidate for that. He
no, because that's who is paying him.
That's
where he's making his money on.
The Republicans have got a strategy right now that if they put in a third-party candidate, the Electoral College is going to put Donald Trump in office. A third party does not work in the United States. A third party could get the majority of the votes, and if they don't get the Electoral College, they don't win. And that's exactly what the Republicans are doing. They've been on TV almost every day last week talking about a third party. And they have been put up against the wall about this issue, that it won't work in this country because of the Electoral College. And one of them got a smirk on his face knowing that the Electoral College could put Donald Trump back in office.
Exactly.
Oh, I hope he goes to prison first.
He still could be put back in office.
I know.
Prison or not.
It is disgusting. He's been impeached twice. They have so many things against him. How can he even be allowed to run for any office? It's not right.
I ask that every day.
We just had an indictment in Michigan. 14 people.
Yeah.
And one of them that for a fact in Shelby Township was the town clerk. And he was signing documents to throw the election. Stanley Grott. The Republicans have got a master plan out there, and we had better be vigilant. They want a third party in there so that the Joe Biden is going to lose the Electoral College. They did it once. They're going to try for it again.
And then we have, then we have Matt Gaetz's wife, which I'll be honest, I really didn't know he was married. I'm thinking to myself, who the heck marry him? Okay. But anyway, his wife calls for a Barbie boycott while posting photos of herself posing in pink on a red carpet. Now, why is she, what's wrong with Barbie all of a sudden? We all grew up with Barbie and Ken. We all did.
The movie set a world record this weekend. So that's real popular, right?
$150 million in a week. Yeah, in a week in box office.
It just blows your mind. So Matt
Damon's an airhead because she married him. What do you expect?
Yeah. Matt Damon's wife.
Yeah, so this is what Mrs.
Gates. Pardon?
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Matt Gates' wife has called on her followers, which she's got followers, to boycott the Barbie movie. Well, posting photos of the MAGA couple posing in pink on the red carpet at its premiere. Now, Yes. But
talk about hypocrites, right?
I mean, come on. So her name is Ginger, by the way. Ginger Gates took to Twitter on Tuesday to reel off her list of critiques of the hotly anticipated film, including that it neglects to address any notion of faith or family, and that it contained disappointingly low key from Ken. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does anyone understand what that means? What is low key?
I have no idea.
Testosterone?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking, but why? And then Miss Gates and her Republican congressman husband attended the red carpet premiere of the movie held at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. on Monday evening. Photos showed the couple decked out in pink in honor of the occasion, with the congressman in a pink blazer and Miss Gates in a pink dress.
I thought they didn't even have an opening because everybody's striking. They canceled all the hoopla before movies now because of that, because of the strike. So I don't know where the hell she was.
So Mrs. Gates, Ginger Gates, was saying, thinking about watching the Barbie movie, I recommend sticking to getting outfit inspiration and skipping the theater. Here's why. The Barbie I grew up with was a representation of limitless possibilities, embracing diverse careers, and feminine empowerment. The 2023 Barbie movie, unfortunately, neglects to address any notion of faith or family and tries to normalize the idea that men and women can collaborate positively. Yuck. Okay. I guess the Barbie movie is a pro-Democrat movie. That's what she's trying to say. And she concluded the review of the Barbie movie by listing what she felt were the pros and cons. The pros: Margot Robbie's performance, stunning costume design, amazing soundtrack, she wrote. And cons: unfortunately, portrayal of big dreams causing anxiety instead of inspiration, disappointing low tea from Ken, unfair treatment of pregnant Barbie Midge. She added, I really wanted to enjoy it, but ended up feeling let down. At American Girl, please don't take notes on this one. Yeah.
Who is she to say whatever? I mean, just her opinion. Who is she? Some authority? Is she in Hollywood? Does she critique all kinds of movies, or she just picked this one?
Ginger is
nobody. No, I guess. Yeah, Ginger is nobody. Just like her husband, the child rapist Matt Gaetz, as they call him, rape him at forehead. You know,
Well, you can tell nobody listened to her because they had a record attendance.
Yeah, because she's wanted to claim that it's a woke movie, and it's you know, trying to push the feminist agenda. You know, that's what Mrs. DeSantis, Ron DeSantis' wife, also said. You know, and that's bad because, you know, it's emasculating men, I suppose. You know, that's the conclusion I draw from it, really. You know, so again, these Republican women.
She's an idiot.
Yeah, it's too woke for them to move, you know. So, hey, if it's too woke, then don't go, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. These people are ridiculous, you know.
Yep.
They are.
Well, to give them airtime, let alone air, period. They don't need oxygen. They can stifle themselves.
Yeah.
I had a Republican young man say to me, "Why do women hate us?" And I looked at him and I smiled and I said, "Well, let me answer your question with a question. Why do men hate women?"
Yeah.
All
what did
sudden,
he say to that?
All of a sudden, these Republican men are all upset because women hate them. So they're starting another narrative.
Of course.
You know, they just have to have that AK-15 or whatever you call it, 47 strapped to their back, and they'll make them a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they get offended if a woman's raped and wants an abortion.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women should just know the rules, shut their mouth. You know, and do as they're told, and you know, how dare you come over the kitchen? That's what Republican men are all about.
Yeah,
you know,
they've been blocking
the
Equal Rights Amendment since the 60s. They still haven't passed that. Equal work, equal pay. There's no such thing for women still.
We'll
see what happens.
So the Alabama GOP governor approved congressional map with just one majority black district despite the court order. And again, Republicans going against what the law, what the court said. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey Friday approved a new congressional map with just one majority black district despite a court order calling for the redrawn lines to create two majority black districts or something quite close to it. State Republican-controlled legislature gave final passage to the remedial map earlier Friday, just hours before the court-imposed deadline. The map must now be approved by a federal court, which has set hearing for mid-August. So the Republican legislature knows that Alabama and the people of Alabama and the district better than the federal courts or activist groups. And, you know, they are pleased to answer the call and remain focused and produce new districts ahead of the court deadline, Ivey said in a statement after she signed off the map. With no Democrats voting in favor, the legislature passed a remedial map that includes one congressional district that has around 50% black voting age population, and a second district with roughly 40%. Yeah, so, again, Republicans gerrymandering and cheating. You know, the law and the court say, hey, this is what's going to happen, this is what should happen. But Republicans, state legislative control, and Governor Ivey, a diehard Trump Republican, you know, signed it into law and everything. So I guess they don't respect the law. They don't respect the court unless it's in their favor. You know, this is why we can have nice things in America, because Ivey and Republicans like her disobey what the court said. The court ruled that there should be two majority black congressional districts. You know, what is their problem? What's your thought on it, Lori?
It's awful. I mean, in plain sight, they are making it harder for people to vote, and especially people of color. In plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Not embarrassed about it. Don't care if you don't like it. This is how it's going to be. This is how the fascist rule. That's how a fascist society becomes. That's how a country becomes fascist. Things like this that get let go. This can't be right the way that it is. They have to fix it. It has to be fixed somehow. And things keep getting bounced from one court to another court to another court. Then you forget about it, and here we are, right? Here we are.
In Michigan, they voted to fix the gerrymandering because they had that going on here, too. And the trouble is that you have to vote for it. And if they don't allow the black people to vote and the minorities to vote in Alabama, how in the hell is that going to pass? Because they have to put it on the ballot and the people got to vote, and then they, you know, don't allow it. You know, they're it's all screwed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a third world country. That's like what Russia does. And I forget what country they were just saying, the Philippines or somebody. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. And now Israel, same thing.
Mm-hmm. The Alabama legislature believe that is above the law. What they're dealing with basically is a group of lawmakers who are blatantly disregarding not just the Voting Rights Act, but a decision mm-hmm. from the U.S. Supreme Court and a court order from the three-judge district court in Alabama. Even worse, they mm-hmm. continue to ignore constituents' plea to ensure that the map is fair and instead remain determined to rob black voters of representation that they deserve. You know, and I hope the people of Alabama don't allow this to happen, because this is naked aggression against democracy. It's idiocracy. You know, mm-hmm. and it's long time the Republicans are being should be put in their place, you know, because they're going to try the same thing that they did in 2021, where the votes were supposed to be certified by the Congress, and you had the mob go up there on Capitol Hill and broke in a place and pee on the walls and shit in the halls of Congress and everything. Once they don't get their own way, you know, they throw a temper tantrum and throw doodle like monkeys, like idiots, you know, and this is not what democracy is about. Democracy is about, you know, having freedom to vote, having freedom to express yourself through voting. And Republicans are trying to take that away from minorities. They're trying to take the rights of women away. They're trying to take the rights of everybody who's non-Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, and mm-hmm. it's disgusting. It's disheartening. You know, mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln and Ike, and even Reagan and George Bush Sr. are supposed to be turning in their graves to see what the Republican Party is today. You know,
and they do it in the name of religion. Oh, wow.
Yes.
You know, and this is supposed to be separation of church and state in our Constitution, which they keep on bringing up on the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's just so screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always twist it according to what they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's really disheartening because look in Florida. So the new standard to teach students that come, that some black people benefited from slavery because it taught useful skills. The standard, which was blasted by statewide teachers union as a step
mm-hmm.
backward, were approved Wednesday by the State Board of Education. So Florida public schools would now teach students that some black people benefited from slavery because it taught them useful skills. Part of a new African-American history standard approved Wednesday that were blasted by the state teachers union as a step backward. The Florida State Board of Education's new standard include controversial language on how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. I mean, my God.
Kamala Harris
Florida
went down there yesterday and complained
oh, yeah.
big time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep,
yeah,
she called him out on it.
She was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully
well,
so.
She had a right to be. It's bullshit.
And so, you know, yeah, she was very upset. I mean, this man is just, there's something very sadistic about him, you know.
Oh, and he said, DeSantis said, I didn't do it. I didn't know about it. Bullshit.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. You know,
that's the whole point of doing what he did. That's what he wanted, and that's what happened.
What kind of skill is he talking about? Now, slave, I mean, what kind of, I just don't understand the correlation.
Oh, they said, he said they could be, what do you call, you know, where they make horseshoes, metal workers, you know, oh, what's that called? Back in the day,
we're not in the cowboy and Indian days.
You know where they, yeah, they, you know the four. They have the fire and the iron and oh crap, what's the
blacksmith?
Name? It went out of my head.
Blacksmith.
Yeah, they can be blacksmith. That's
mm-hmm.
what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
That was the example. They learned how to be blacksmith.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And did they learn
and come pick
what?
Cotton, right? They can pick cotton. That's a skill.
Yeah.
You know, because that's
yeah.
what Mississippi is doing now. That's the top earning Mississippi. picking cotton, you know. Yeah. But, you know, the language has drawn the ear of some educators and education advocates, including teachers, on how black people are also perpetrators of violence during race massacres. The language says, and I quote, instructions including acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans, but not limited to the 1906 Atlanta race riots, the 1919 Washington, D.C. race riots, the 1920 Okochee massacre, the 1921 Tulsa massacre, and the 1923 Rosewood massacre. So they're trying to rewrite and whitewash history, saying that it was black people who instigated these race wars and everything and putting it in the history books to teach it as African-American studies. You know, I mean...
That is so wrong. I can't believe it. It's just ridiculous.
Do not forget, this man wants to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for just one moment. He wants to be president of the United States. And this is how...
No, he wants to be dictator of the United States, not president.
Yeah. He does.
I mean, he picks a fight with Disney. He picks a fight with the teachers and the colleges and the libraries and everything else. And what he says goes, and screw everybody else.
DeSantis also said that the slaves should be grateful they've got an education.
That is absolutely sick.
To be grateful because they got an education.
I've never
a human being. Everybody is a human being.
Exactly.
Yes, but according to DeSantis, the particular benchmark clarification is to show that some slaves develop highly specialized trades, which they benefited. Like, example, being blacksmiths, like one of you ladies just said, shoemakers, fishing and shipping industry, cooks, tailors, and teachers, you know. So without slavery, black people wouldn't have those skills, you know. So, you know, I mean, DeSantis is out of his mind. He is crazy.
So what year are we in, honestly? 2023. How many shoemakers are there around? Not many.
Mm-hmm.
Or blacksmiths.
No, or blacksmiths, you know. I mean, cooks, okay. So what? A cook, that's a skill. Mm-hmm. A big deal. I mean, this man, there is definitely, he's deranged. He is really deranged. There's something mentally wrong with him. I hope people understand that and see it, because I've never in my life thought I would hear someone talk like that about slaves. That is appalling, to say the least.
So speaking of DeSantis, he ordered a probe into the Bud Light deal with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, and the Florida governor told his government to probe whether Bud Light's parent company breaches shareholders' duties over its partnership with transgender celebrity Dylan Mulvaney. Sales of Bud Light have plummeted in the wake of conservative uproar and a boycott over Mulvaney partnership. And, you know, DeSantis is running for the Republican presidential nomination, as we know. He instructed Lamar Taylor, the interim executive director of the State Board of Administration, to immediately launch a review of how AB InBev's conduct was impacted and continue to impact the SBA. So it appears that they may have breached legal duties or to its shareholders, and all options are on the table. So, you know, again, transphobia is a thing in the Republican Party. It's not a flex, really. It's just hate, vile hate. And, you know, just be who you are. Don't judge people for who they are. You know, I don't understand it, but it's not for me to judge anybody because they're transgender or they're gay or they're lesbian or bisexual. What you mean you're afraid of?
What do these people do? It's not like the COVID, they're going to catch it. I mean, leave people alone to do what they want. You know, they don't bother anybody. They have their own life. Mm-hmm. Just shut up and do your own thing. You know, like women, now they're going to, you can't have abortions, then they're taking away your birth control pills. So what the hell?
Yeah, they're grooming children, according to Republicans that understand this. You know, when you read story time as a drag queen, you know, they say, oh, you know, look at that, the grooming kids to be gay or transsexual or whatever. It's been going on a long time. How come all of a sudden, look at the movies you grew up in, the TV shows, Jamie Farr in MASH dressed as a woman, the movie
with Dustin Hoffman, all of them
Mrs.
used to get dressed up in men, you know, on Carol Burnett and all those shows. I mean, all of
Mrs.
them dressed
Robin
up.
Williams.
Big deal. It was a joke. It was fun. They don't hurt anybody. I get it. I mean, gay people have been around since the beginning of time, and it just they're wired that way in their brain. You can't change it. So what's the problem? They don't bother anybody. Let them be what they want to be. And usually they're very, very intelligent people, too. I don't know.
How are they destroying our kids? Isn't it the priests and the ministers, the ones that attack the children?
Yeah,
isn't
how
that
many?
The ones that gave the children such trauma that even as adults they're still suffering from the sexual advances from these priests and these clergy and ministers.
No drag queen
is doing that.
Yeah,
no.
I know. Not at all. I mean, they're just so weird. The Republicans right now, they don't care if you drop, you know, you get sick and die because you can't afford insurance. They don't give a crap. They don't want to, they don't care if people starve to death. All those homeless people on the streets because they lost their job and they don't have any place to live because their rent and their mortgages are too high. They can't even afford a car to sleep in. But that's okay, you know. But, oh, my God, you can't have gay people around. Give me a break.
For the past 10 years, look on the closeted gay people on the Republican side that have been coming out. You know, congressmen, U.S. senators. You know, toe tapping underneath the bathroom stall. You know, gay cruising in public restrooms. I mean, sending dick pictures to the interns and everything. You know, player wrestling with interns, 15-year-old interns. What the hell is that? And around on family values, but yet still like groping and feeding them on player wrestling. You know, Jesus Lord, these Republicans are so hypocritical. It's not funny. It's disturbing.
And they're so obsessed with what you're doing in your bedroom and in your doctor's office. They want to put their nose everywhere, but they're not they don't want big government. But they're in everybody's bedroom, everybody's doctor's office. And what's up with that, right? And then they're worried about people. They're not worried about people. They're sticking their nose where it don't belong. I don't get it.
Third thing is that DeSantis suggested that the probe, this is a Bud Light, could prompt a lawsuit on behalf of the shareholders of Florida's pension funds. And he went on to say, and I quote, at the end of the day, there's got to be penalties when you put business aside to focus on your social agenda at the expense of hardworking people, he said in a Fox News interview Thursday night. What is he talking about?
I don't know. Gay people don't drink beer. Is that it?
Yeah.
He's so full of shit. Oh, my God.
I know. And the governor accused the company of neglecting its stakeholders and pensioners by associating with radical social ideologies.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy.
I have nothing else to say about that man.
And
he's
he
crazy.
Doesn't help his own state, you know, with all the people that lost all their houses in the hurricanes and everything, and now they have no insurance. And they can't
nope.
get insurance. People are leaving in record numbers. And then, you know, how he does with the migrants and stuff, heaven forbid,
mm-hmm.
who's going to pick all the oranges and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's
yeah.
going to be around. And
nope.
All the store, you know, the truck drivers won't step foot in there. And so the building supplies aren't getting in. So the houses aren't getting built. All because of DeSantis.
The other thing is that you have to remember, a lot of these people's health insurance is going up. There was one article that I read. This man's health insurance went up $1,000 per month. Now, he could take a chance and drop his health insurance, right? Take a chance. But the thing is that if you have a mortgage, you have to have that insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Well, a lot of them can't get insurance. They're no insurer will touch their house. And here they have
exactly.
a mortgage. So what's the bank going to do?
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, so the whole thing, and he's worried about Bud Light and he's worried about Disney, but he's not worried about the people in his state that are going to lose their homes because they can't afford the insurance on their home. That's basically how it's going to go, because $1,000 a month is $12,000 a year. That's a lot of money for this
yeah, it is.
House. This
house. I mean, how can you afford that on minimum wage? You're
well,
lucky if you can pay the mortgage.
Let me clear my statement. It was raised $1,000 a month.
Oh shit!
I don't know what he was paying before that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second as well. It's crazy.
He already,
Disney decided
not to do that big expansion in Florida. He's doing it in California. I know, 2,000 employees, billions of dollars. That is out of Florida, and there's more companies that are leaving. Why would you stay there?
Mm-hmm.
Your workers
yep.
can't afford a house or insurance. With the weather and everything, and then you got crazy man that has weird rules in the schools and the colleges. Why would you want your kids to go there? There's no
mm-hmm.
reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no reason. Absolutely none.
mm-hmm.
And there's one last thing to talk about with him for one last thing, and then after that we'll move on. But his he's had to reduce his staff. I'm trying to find the article. I just had it here. Oh, here it is. He reduced his staff as his campaign struggles to meet fundraising goals. His Florida governor and 2024 Republican Ron DeSantis has reduced campaign staff as his campaign has struggled to meet fundraising goals. 10 staffers were laid off, according to an anonymous staffer reported to Politico. The staffers were involved in event planning and may be picked up by the pro-DeSantis super PAC, Never Back Down. So basically, his campaign is going nowhere. And
yeah,
rightfully,
because they have a minimum to debate on the debate stage.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have so
mm-hmm.
much money raised, they can't debate.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Although I would
Which
like
makes,
to see
yeah,
him in
but,
action and see how dumb he comes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has no charisma. He has no tact. He's just
mm-hmm.
basically Donald Trump
yeah.
on steroids. He may be a little
yeah.
bit smarter, but he's definitely more dangerous than Donald Trump. You know?
Yep.
And his campaign, I predict before Super Tuesday, his campaign they go in the toilet. Because
yep.
People are shunning away from Ron DeSantis in terms of giving them money. And
mm-hmm.
that's how extreme he is. And
yeah,
the rest of America
sees
how he's destroying Florida and wants to make that blueprint for what he wants America to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, that's not going to work. He's turning off independent voters. You know, so DeSantis would not even be considered to be on a vice presidential ticket because he's so extreme. And if you're more extreme than Donald Trump and more extreme than Chris Christie and Nikki Haley and whomever else who's running, then there's something wrong, you know? I mean, he makes Barry Goldwater look like a Boy Scout. That's how extreme this man is. And, you know, his campaign, they got on target before Super Tuesday happened next March.
And corporations aren't going to back him because he hurts business. I mean, he's a retard. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Nope.
Exactly. Exactly.
I agree.
One little thing I want to talk about, Robert Kennedy Jr., he's running for the Democratic nomination against Joe Biden. And things got heated in testimony of a conspiracy theory. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, District 23 from Florida, called him out on his garbage. And here is a little snippet of how the exchange went. He's denying that he made those certain statements, but we'll have it on record that he did. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz really played it up, and he really looked stupid. So here it is.
His reckless rhetoric helped fuel anti-Semitic incidents, which for the record are at the highest level in the United States since 1970. They have nearly tripled in the last 6 years. Last week, you floated a baseless conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was bioengineered to target Caucasians and black people, but to spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. Mr. Kennedy, your bizarre, unproven claim echoes that same historic slander of labeling Jews and Chinese people as a race, and that Jews, and in this case Chinese people, somehow managed to avoid a deadly illness that targets other groups for death. You do see that, yes or no?
You're misstating.
No.
I quoted
what you said earlier, and it is directly what you said. So just ask
I was describing an NIH-funded study.
No, you didn't cite
any. I was describing an NIH-funded study by Cleveland Clinic
reclaiming
scientists.
Reclaiming my time. You did not.
Published in USC Medical Journal.
The time is mine. I'm reclaiming it. Please ask the witness to stop talking.
You asked me a question.
Reclaiming.
Allow me to answer my question.
Yes, so there you have Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, being an anti-Semitic asshole, you know. What do you think, Lori?
First of all, it's hard to understand what he's saying. His vocal cords must be destroyed. There's got to be something wrong, you know, with his vocal cords.
He did heroin back in the 80s. It really destroyed his vocal cords, heroin.
And, I mean, I feel bad for the man because as far as that goes, because that's got to be really... You know, he struggles when he talks, so a lot of times, you know, he has a hard time getting out what he's got to say. But I think that he has no business running as a Democrat. He really does not. He's bigoted.
Anti-vax. He's trying to say polio shots, measles shots, flu shots. None of them work.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in any of those, so everybody can get sick and die. I lived through polio. I remember people. People were in iron lungs. We couldn't go to the beach. You couldn't go anywhere because you might catch it. And the polio vaccine fixed it. Nobody gets polio anymore. It's rare.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an idiot. Even his own family said so.
Mhm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's an embarrassment, basically.
His own grandson calls Robert F. K. Jr.'s White House bid an embarrassment, and he endorsed Biden. The grandson of former President John F. Kennedy is ripping Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 2024 White House bid and throwing his support behind President Biden. President John F. Kennedy is my grandfather, and his legacy is important. The 30-year-old grandson of U.S. Ambassador to Australia, Caroline Kennedy, said in a video. It's about a lot more than Camelot and conspiracy theories. It's about public service and courage. Endorsing Biden's reelection campaign, he said the 46th president shares my grandfather's vision for America, that we do things not because they are easy, but because they are hard. He is in the middle of becoming the greatest progressive president we've ever had, he said, citing unemployment and job figures, infrastructure and green energy investments, and the appointment of federal judges. He went on to say he ended the COVID pandemic and he ended Donald Trump. Schlossberg added before blasting his cousin Kennedy's campaign for the Democratic nomination. These are the issues that matter. And if my cousin, Bobby Kennedy Jr., cared about any of them, he would support Joe Biden too. He said of his family member and an environmental lawyer and vaccine skeptic. Instead, he's trading in on Camelot, celebrity conspiracy theories, and conflict for personal gain and fame. So that's his own family.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's his own family. So, what more can you say to that?
So Bobby Kennedy Jr., just that Ron DeSantis, not getting anywhere. But interestingly, this past week, Jared Kushner's family donated a huge amount of money to the Ron DeSantis for President campaign. Didn't donate anything to Boris.
Really?
Yes, so I'm happy about that. The war continues between the Kushners and Trumps. The internal conflict in the Republican Party continues as Chris Christie mauls Donald Trump in every interview he gives. Nikki Haley continue to kiss Trump's ass, but yes, they're just trying to play both sides of the Republican, you know, MAGA Republican versus ultra MAGA, just trying to have her cake and eat it. So, you know, they're imploding. I'm enjoying this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Republicans are waging a war against Disney World, Mac, Big Bird, Mr. Potato Head, the Green M&M, women, and democracy in general. But Democrats are waging a war against high healthcare costs, climate change, poverty, and fascism. That's what Republicans are like, fascism. But, you know, John and Pianke and Minnesota Mike, you know, tell me again how the two parties are the same. You know, please enlighten me. They're not the same. Mm-hmm. Democrats stand for something. Republicans stand for fascism. I will not wear laws in 2024. What they did in 2021 when they invaded the Capitol, Donald Trump supported that and bolstered that with a speech. And he's going to go to jail. And what do you tell your kids and your grandkids that, oh, yeah, I supported a man and voted for a man who inspired an insurrection? And it's just ridiculous. This is not who America is, you know? So I want the people out there who are independent to look on the different issues where each party stand, and you'll see Democrats have a big plan on everything. Republicans stand for nothing. And they're using RFK Jr. as a pawn. Because RFK Jr., as his cousins say, he's cashing into the Camelot fame off his name and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that Republicans, he stands for nothing. You know, so, you know, get ahead in the game, people.
It just makes no sense, you know, why he chose now to want to run for president. I mean, it absolutely makes no sense to me. Why didn't he just
has he held any office at all?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
He's just been an environmentalist lawyer.
Just because your uncle was the president?
He was just a lawyer, wasn't he, David? Yeah.
Yeah, environmentalist lawyer and author of many books, successful books and everything. And other than that, you know, back in the 1980s, he did a bunch of heroin. And cocaine, and he was an alcoholic, basically. So that's why his voice box, when he speaks, is sounding so messed up and everything. You know, he's not
Can you imagine listening him to give a State of the Union address with that voice?
No.
You can't even understand him.
It's like fingernails across a chalkboard, basically. Yeah, it's ridiculous. That old friend of Julie is ridiculous. His siblings say he's ridiculous. His own cousins saying he's ridiculous. None of them support
him. His own family.
If it was him, if it was up to him, we'd all be dead with COVID, if it was up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And with the vaccine, I got it. My husband got it twice. My kid and my grandkid got it. And we stayed home all the time and wore masks and washed hands a lot, and we still got it. But thank God we had the booster and everything. We didn't wind up dead. If it was up to him, we would have been long gone.
Yeah.
My mother died of it because she got it before the vaccine came out. So, you know, the guy's full of shit.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely.
Just that Rhonda said, he's full of shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Okay, so we'll wrap up now and everything. Yeah, go ahead, Laura. You're saying something.
Well, I was just I just wanted to just talk about the orange thing for a minute. He made basically a threat about being sent to prison. He's worried about that now, obviously. So on the PBS firing line, host Margaret Hoover reacts to former President Donald Trump saying that things would be very dangerous, and that's what he said, I quote, if he were to go to prison as a result of special counsel's Jack Smith's prosecution. So basically what he's trying to do is call out his troops and say, you know, if I go to prison, you know, there's going to be another insurrection or worse in this country. That's basically what he was saying. So many words. And, you know, that within itself, that does not scare me, because I honestly believe that we would, the country would be ready for that, ready for him, ready for whatever he wants to sling out there, you know. So that doesn't bother me.
A lot
me.
Of his followers are in prison right now. So.
Exactly. And I think they've learned their lessons. And, you know, we have to think about it too. So he's got in October 2nd, he's got the New York civil fraud trial. January 15th, he's got the E. Jean Carroll civil defamation trial. March 25th, he has the hush money trial. And then May 20th, the federal classified document trial in Florida. And then...
And doesn't he have that thing in August for Georgia?
Well, I was just going to say...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then we have to add to that mix. Georgia is going to be coming soon. And also, don't forget about Jack Smith and the January 6th insurrection, because he's going to, I believe he's going to indict on that as well. He's working on that right now. So he will have six trials in running for president. Really? Six trials that we know of. There might be more, but that's what we know of right now.
He can't afford to run for president because he's using all his campaign money for lawyers.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Yeah, but if you were supposed to win, the Clapham victim of anything, it was swept under the rug, and because the car prosecutor president. So that's what he's aiming for, and hopefully good sense will prevail, and Republicans, you know, don't nominate him, because look what they're trying to do in Michigan, where Super Tuesday is in March next year, and Michigan is one of the Super Tuesday states. And some people in Michigan, some Republicans, want to break it up where you have, Michigan in the Super Tuesday, but certain counties in Michigan have it a different day. And that will support Donald Trump in getting a nomination. Why do I want to change rules to make Donald Trump be the nominee? You know, that's not right. And I hope, you know, what Michigan and other people, other Republicans around the country, turn against this imbecile Donald Trump, that he's dangerous to democracy, was proven in 2021.
I think here in Michigan, David, that's a minority of people that are trying to change the rules. And with the administration that we have right now, it'll be really hard to do, but, you know.
Yeah, they just expanded our voting time. Before it was just the day of and then mail-in. Now you have 9 days to vote. Everybody can do mail-in and all that stuff. No, no, they are smoking our ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. So that part, you know, I'm not too worried. So we shall see.
So did you hear that Fox News announced that they've been nominated for the prestigious George Santos Excellence in Journalism Award? Congratulations, Fox News. Yeah.
Are you serious?
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm mocking Fox News on George Santos.
Oh, I was gonna say, is that a joke for the night?
Yeah.
It sure is.
Fox News nominated for the prestigious George Santos Excellence in Journalism Award. Yay, Fox News.
Yeah.
Hope someone burned down Fox News. That was so good.
Thank
God. That was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fox News is not a news channel.
Colbert, Green, and Santos got to be thrown out of Congress. They're jokes. They're they're ruining our country. They're not helping our country.
Yes, yes.
Well,
oh, God.
What's even more scarier
about
them is the people that voted for them.
Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah, it's terrible.
Say it again, Elaine.
I missed.
Elaine, say it again. We missed that.
Oh, I said what's even more scarier is the people that voted for them.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You know, scarier
and continue
to me
to support them.
Are the people that are still Republican, they still say, oh, I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative. After everything that's happened, everything that's going on in this country that's out in plain sight now, in plain sight, no one's hiding anything anymore. There's nothing, you know, being done behind closed doors. They're telling us exactly what they're going to do. And it's not in the best interest of the American people, but they still say that they're conservative or Republican. Where have they been for the last 7-8 years? Where have they been? It makes no sense.
They've got three issues, guns, women, take away women's health, and... Oh, I forgot the third one right now. But it's guns and women's health.
Yep, it is.
Oh, fascism. You said fascism before. White supremacy.
Not fascism. And
white supremacy.
In their mind, they're going to make America white again.
Yeah.
That's their three issues.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And they think their savior has done it for them. And no matter what he does, they'll walk through the fires of hell for him because he's done those three things, they think, for him, for them. That's how they feel. That is the definition of conservative today.
I just read where they said that educated people are Democrats, and the ones that are uneducated are Republicans. They said the college students are so against Republicans, it's not even funny, and that the college towns, you know, are trying to, the states are trying to gerrymander to get the college vote out of the state, you know, so that the Republicans can win, but no, the students don't want to vote Republican at all.
No way.
Anybody with half a brain.
Yep. Well, you know what the motto should be for Trump? It should be Trump 2024, but years in prison.
At least that.
Yeah. Well, that would be okay since he's already, you know, what, is he in his late 70s or 70s?
Yeah, he's 75, I think.
Yeah, so that would be good.
I just hope they have enough material for that orange jumpsuit because, boy, he's getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. He's eating a lot of...
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, final thoughts, ladies. This coming week, coming up, do you think, what's the big news coming up this week? Any good news, political-wise?
I'm not sure because every day is a surprise. You know, every day is a surprise. We just, I hold my breath every morning to see, you know, what's happened. And, you know, I'm just waiting for, I'm waiting for a couple more indictments. And I'm waiting for Georgia. That's what I'm waiting for. I can't wait.
I mean, they got him on tape. I mean, how can you say I didn't do it when you talk on a, they recorded you, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, well, they're also talking about a racketeering charge in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
See,
so,
they're going to get him on Michigan on that because all those fake electors were pushed by, you know, the New York governor and Giuliani and Trump to do it.
Yep.
And other states, too, because it's going to come out in other states also. So, yeah, racketeering for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was really, that stunt in New Mexico as well, and Nevada. It's coming out that the contact of the Secretary of State of both Nevada and New Mexico, and the treasuries of fake electors to turn. And Arizona, exactly. You know, so Trump is in a world of trouble. This is an open shut case, and he's looking at years in prison. And I hope he gets years in prison. And the Republican Party, if they do choose a loser like Donald Trump, you know, God forbid he wins while he's in prison, but the American people are smarter than that, and they're not going to vote for a three-time loser, twice-impeached orange bastard like Donald Trump, who's anti-gay, who's anti-immigrant, who's anti-woman, who's anti-black, who's anti-everybody. You know, he's going to get he's going to get his comeuppance. And,
the whole world does not want him in office except for Russia and China. The NATO and all that, he was going to get out of NATO? Are you shitting me? The guy is a dumb as a doorknob.
Exactly, exactly. All right, ladies, thanks for calling in. We're wrapping up now and everything. We'll have on the 5 minutes.
You have a good night, you guys.
Yes, ma'am. And Susie in Michigan, thank you for calling. John called earlier from the state of Florida, first-time caller. You're misinformed, but thank you for calling anyway. And I hope you call again soon. Yes, man. So, Lori, my final thought is I hope the Republicans keep fighting and destroy each other publicly. That's what I'm hoping.
From what we've been seeing, yes, I'm here. From what we've been seeing and the things that are happening, they are destroying themselves little by little, piece by piece. You know, look at Lauren Hobart and Marjorie Taylor Greene. They hate each other. You know, she called her, you know, her a bitch on the House floor. I mean, what kind of class does she have? None. That's who. This is who they elected. Classless, uneducated people. That's who they elected. And that's what, you know, that's what's representing us right now. They don't represent me or my ideas. Never will. Never. Never will. I just want to be gone. That's all.
And, I predict that soon and very soon, even before the Super Tuesday come next March, that Ron DeSantis will be out on his ass in a Republican primary. The biggest challenge to Donald Trump, really, is Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey. He's bringing a fight to Donald Trump and calling him out on his bullshit. And Chris Christie is no angel, you know? And I'm glad that somebody had the testicular fortitude to stand up to Donald Trump and his madness. you know, but we don't want Chris Christie in as president of the United States, because like the rest of them, Chris Christie is a crazy person, you know, who mm-hmm. saw it when he was governor of New Jersey. But let them fight, let them continue to destroy each other, like I predicted, and hopefully come through. Within 10 years or less, the Republican Party will cease to be in existence, because mm-hmm. these people are fascists. They're anti-LGBTQ, they're anti-immigrant, they're anti-everything. And that's just mm-hmm. not what America is about. America is about opportunity, yeah. about, you know, freedom of expression, freedom of thought, just, you know, giving people opportunity to thrive. And the Republican mm-hmm. parties just care about the one percenters, you know, and that is not what America is about. So, you know, I hope good sense prevail and, you know, people re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, president and vice president mm-hmm. of the United States. He has done in 2 years, you know, better than any president in the late 20th century to the early 21st century. He has done good. And, mm-hmm. you know, to get that crap from Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump left a hot mess for him. And
hot mess. It's not even putting it in my...
And he Absolutely. Should be in prison. But anyway, we got to go. Yeah. Tomorrow night, same time, same place, 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern will be on, 7:30 p.m. on the West Coast, New Mexico and California. We look forward to hearing mm-hmm. from you then. Until next time, this is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. And this is Laurie Pickup from Michigan. Everyone have a good evening and see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yay.